President. Norway would like to thank Sudan and yourself, Mr. President, for your steadfast and able stewardship during these challenging times. Thank you also to the committee chairs and members for your hard work and to the ISU. I would also like to express our special appreciation to all mine sector partners out there, working tirelessly to protect the vulnerable from this abomination and its devastating effects. Colleagues, 1 year ago, we adopted the Oslo Action Plan at the fourth review conference in Oslo. It is our common roadmap, our tool to ensuring that anti-personnel mines claim no more victims and release their chokehold on social and economic development. A plan is, however, only as good as its implementation. We commend the presidency, the committees and the ISU for their active use of the plan. We also note with satisfaction that civil society has been using the indicators to monitor progress and keep us to account. We urge all state parties to use the plan and its indicators actively as a guide throughout the yearly cycle. Mr. President, improvised landmines are claiming an increasing number of civilian lives. The problem is not new, but its magnitude is. The Oslo Action Plan paves the way for faster mine clearance and relevant risk education. It establishes in explicit terms that improvised, victim-activated mines must be addressed within the convention. Risk education for local communities, IDPs and refugees, and of course removal of these victim-activated explosives is essential. We must furthermore ensure that improvised mines are included in data collection and national reports from affected countries. Mr. President, Norway remains a consistent partner in mine action. As we join the Security Council from 1st January, protection of civilians will be one of our core priorities. This includes protection from landmines, cluster munition and explosive weapons. Mine clearance and risk education is important for us, along with universalization of the convention and its norms. We will continue our support to victims. Colleagues, there are concerning reports that the financing of the mine sector is at risk. We must leverage the high political momentum that we achieved at the review conference last year, and we urge our fellow state parties to maintain the funding for mine action, including the making available of own resources in national mine programs. Mr. President, as a conclusion, we welcome the declarations of completion of the Article 5 obligations by Chile and United Kingdom. This is immensely encouraging news. Thank you, Mr. President.